This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Haftorah of Parshas Parah, V'zarakti aleichem mayim tahorim utahartam, I will sprinkle upon you the purifying waters and you will become pure. So Reb Chaim Knievsky in his Sefer Time of the Kra, just an interesting tidbit on the Time of the Kra. If you look at a Time of the Kra, in front of it is printed the Braisa de Melechas HaMishkan, a commentary on the Braisa that explains how the Mishkan was built. So they asked Reb Chaim, why would there be a commentary on the Braisa of how the Mishkan was built in front of the Sefer Time of the Kra on Tanakh? Reb Chaim said, because the Ar Sameach first published Ar Sameach on the Rambam, and then he wrote a Perush on Chumash, so people shouldn't say he's just a Darshan, but not a Lamdan. So Reb Chaim followed that paradigm, that he first published more on in Yonei Halacha, and then he published Al HaTorah. So Reb Chaim asks, why does the Pasuk say, V'zarakti aleichem mayim tahorim? What is this purifying waters, this pure waters? Toisus and Nida Daf Ayin says, the mayim tahorim are the mechatas, the waters of the Paraduma. But the question is, in Zvachim Daf Tzadi Gimel, the Gemara says that the water, the mechatas, the water of the Paraduma, even if it became tameh, it's metaher. So why is it called V'zarakti aleichem mayim tahorim? Even if it's not tahirim, even if it's tameim, it's still utahartem. Says Reb Chaim, from here we see the following yesod. Something that purifies others can be appropriately be called tahirim, even though it itself is actually tamei. Meaning something that has the ability to render something else tahar is correctly labeled tahirim, although it itself may be tamei. This is Reb Chaim's Ha'ara on the Haftorah of Parshas Parah. Wishing everyone a wonderful week.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.